One of the best known and most influential artists of the 20th century stayed strides ahead of popular preconceptions of his work. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston has more on a current exhibition revolving around Pablo Picasso.
Search for the Picasso you know, and a Picasso you didn't know or expect is sure to emerge.
You talk about Picasso's work in periods, usually blue, rose, cubism. Even cubism is divided into its phases. But then you get to this period, and there's no name to describe it because he's all over the place.
Barnes curator Martha Lucy is referring to the time between 1912 and 1924 when the famous artist took yet another turn.
He's going back and forth between cubism and classicism and trying out different forms of cubism and sometimes combining cubism and classicism. We're sort of calling it the works that Picasso did around the time of World War I.
These works augment the 46 mostly earlier Picassos in the Barnes collection. Realistic portraits, the disjointed shards of cubist figures, alongside his later naturalistic images, which, says independent curator Simonetta Fraquelli, particularly upset those who anticipated something, say, more contemporary.
Especially his avant-garde friends, they were shocked, you know, say, what are you doing here? Why are you seemingly turning your back on this more modernist trend and going backwards?
Picasso was enticed to design costumes for Eric Satie's ballet Parade. The outfit worn by a Chinese conjurer hangs next to huge reproductions of several others.
Some of the costumes are extremely cubistic, if one can call them that, and some are much more traditional, and they interplay with each other.
And true enough, this steady and for some confounding interplay is on display throughout Picasso, the Great War, experimentation, and change.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.